It's just those last few verses, that encouragement that the Lord gave to the Apostle Paul. There were many times when he faced opposition for his allegiance to Christ and his preaching of Jesus Christ. And this is one of those occasions when he came to Corinth. And he has followed his normal pattern. He has gone to the synagogue first, and he has preached to the Jew first. And then when they rejected it, as it was the pattern, he would turn then to the Gentiles, and he would preach the gospel unto them. And many, it really was the pattern that Paul followed. He would move from place to place to come to those places, to those cities where there was a Jewish synagogue more than often. Sometimes, like Philippi, he knew that there was a gathering of the Jews down by the river. Evidently, there wasn't a big enough Jewish community to have built a synagogue, but still there were some Jews, and they worshipped down by the riverside, and Paul was aware of that when he arrived in that city. But there are other times that he knew there were synagogues in a particular city, and that's where he would start. That would be his first place. He would start preaching to the Jews, and as it explains here, they often blasphemed. In fact, nearly every place there were those who blasphemed, but there were those who did believe. And it's mentioned there, this man Crispus in verse 8, who believed on the Lord with all his house. And there were others of the Corinthians as well. But the Lord knows that Paul needs some encouragement. And also it is the Lord's will that Paul would tarry in this place for a little period of time. Again, that was not the usual pattern that Paul followed. He was somebody who had a more of an itinerant ministry. He moved from place to place, ever wanting to reach out into those places where the gospel had never been taken. So the Lord here comes, and he appears to him in the night in a vision, and he has words of encouragement. And we all are in need of encouragement. There's times when the Lord rebukes us from his word and counsels us from his word and gives us direction from his word, but there's also times when the Christian needs encouragement. And the Lord knew that about the Apostle Paul. There were times Paul needed encouragement. We might stand at a distance from him with regards to time, and we might think, well, he's a mighty man of God. He never got discouraged. Well, that's not the case. We know that's not the case from what he says. You will not do it tonight, but if you go over to further over here, it's the last chapter of the Acts of the Apostles when he was making his way to Rome. And after the shipwreck, and finally he arrived in Italy, and he's making his way to Rome, and there were those Christians that came out to meet him. And it says that Paul took heart. Paul took heart when he saw them. He was encouraged. So there are times when Paul was discouraged because of his circumstances. And so it is with every Christian. Paul might have been a mighty man in many ways, but he was only a man. And it is natural for any Christian to be discouraged at times. And we all need a word of encouragement along the way. And maybe even tonight, you come to the prayer meeting and you could do with a word of encouragement. Maybe the devil's been giving you a hard time, or something else has been troubling you, and you could do with a word of encouragement. Well, the Lord knew that Paul could do with a word of encouragement. And just here, because of these circumstances that had developed in Corinth, and maybe they were wearing Paul down. It wasn't as if it was something new, because, as I've mentioned, this was a regular pattern with regards to Paul where he went. The Jews would often rise up and rise up with some vehement opposition. It's not the first place that Paul was put out of. You think of, you just have to go back to the start of the previous chapter, and you're told there about him in Thessalonica, and he had to leave Thessalonica after a period of about just over two weeks, three Sabbath days. We're told that he was in the synagogue reasoning. But there was an uprising, verse 5, chapter 17 of Acts, in verse 5. But the Jews which believed not, moved with envy, took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city on an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. And as a result, If you go down that chapter a little bit, Paul and Silas have to leave, verse 10, and they have to go by night to Berea. So they had to get out because of the vehement opposition of the Jews. Couldn't stay. And again, Paul is now in Corinth, and the same thing is repeating itself. Maybe that's the reason why he needs the encouragement. This opposition is repeating itself. This pattern is just playing out once more. It's just as if it's playing on the loop, that the same thing is happening. Here he is in another place, and the same thing is beginning to happen, and maybe the Lord knows Paul needs a little bit of encouragement. And he comes to Paul there in verse 9, and he says to Paul, first of all, be not afraid. So evidently there has to be some fear in Paul's heart, because the Lord says, be not afraid, but speak, hold not thy peace. And the promise in verse 10 is, I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to hurt thee, for I have much people in this city. And there's the reason to continue. We read about him continuing in the next verse, but here's the reason why. Yes, the promise is the Lord is with him, and that no man's going to hurt him. But the underlying reason here, the main reason, is that the Lord has a people in this city that he will save. Despite all the opposition, the Lord has a people. No matter how strong the opposition might be, no matter how vehement it might be, it might even be to the extent that they'll seek to hurt Paul. But the Lord says, Paul, I've got much people in this city. Not just some, just not a few. And there's already a few that have come to the Lord there in verse 8. This man Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue and his house, and many Corinthians have believed and were baptized. So there's already a little nucleus there that have come to know the Lord, and there's the beginning of a New Testament church here. But the Lord says to Paul, Paul, I have much people here. There's no reason to leave yet. There's no reason to go. And if that was the inclination of Paul to leave immediately, well, the Lord is saying, Paul, I have much people. And as a result, verse 11 tells us that he continued there 18 months preaching, which was not his common practice. There was only two places where he did that, Corinth and Ephesus. He spent 3 years in Ephesus preaching. And it tells us that all Asia, all of the Asia Minor, the province of Asia Minor, heard the gospel during those 3 years. There's only those two places where Paul stayed any length of time. Otherwise, he would stay for a time and then he would move on. Sometimes he sent some of the other brethren to pastor these works and churches that were commenced. But his pattern more often than not was to preach and see a work commence and then move on to somewhere else. But here the Lord says, there's no reason to leave. No reason at all. Because I have much people. And certainly in the work of God, it's always worth remembering that the Lord has a people. The Lord has a people today in the world that he will save. He will save a people out of every tongue and tribe, people and nation. And it's always good to be encouraged in that regard, that we can press on with evangelism, whether it's here at home or on the foreign field. We can press on because the Lord has a people. And if I'm not mistaken, I have heard Mr. Gardner refer to that verse as part of his call to Perth. I might be wrong, but there's something in my mind that tells me that somewhere along the line he did mention that the Lord spoke to him and dealt with him about going to that place in Western Australia and labouring there through this portion of Scripture. But in a general sense, the Lord encourages his people. And certainly when it comes to evangelism and labouring for the Lord and seeking to see a work accomplished for the Lord, how good it is to know the Lord has much people. And therefore, we can continue, and may the Lord indeed help us to continue. It's difficult at the present time, wherever we are in the world, to continue with the restrictions and hindrances that there are, but we have to yield under God to that. The Lord is sovereign, and these things are part and parcel of our times. But may the Lord indeed help us to continue, knowing that he has much people who will come to know him.